Neil Whiteside
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, over the past couple of weeks, we've been playing a track called Perfect Living by a band called Bear Witness. We played it as a shared experience, and it's always a trick when you get these shared experiences. The idea is we just load them into the system, give them a play the first time you and I hear them together. Sometimes they fall on stony ground. This was one which I really, really liked, and it is a little bit different. And hopefully, though, we'll play it in a minute, but hopefully before that, I'm joined on the line by from Bear Witness, Matt Georgie. Matt, good afternoon.
Hi there, how you doing?
Yeah, we're very good. Good to hear you there. We're really excited when we got this single through. You're a Birmingham-based rock trio, it says here. Tell us about yourselves and how it all started.
Well, it started... I'm actually here with the rest of the band, so there's Alex and Liam here. Do you want to say hi, guys?
Hello.
Afternoon, hey. Afternoon. Now, Alex is your brother, is that right?
Yeah, Alex is my brother. And so the band kind of started because me and Alex just, we'd always been in bands together, and we thought, you know what, let's make a band, just the two of us, and like try and build upon what we just think are really good songs. And so that started about sort of 3 or 4 years ago, and whilst I was at uni and he was at uni, and so we tried to write as many good songs as we could, but no, couldn't fully focus on it. And then last year when we finished, We wanted to go full on into it, and we found Liam just through an ad on Join My Band, and just then started trying to go full on with it. And it's been a really fun year.
I was going to say, just looking at the stuff you've been up to, I mean, you're likened to Queens of the Stone Age and the Foo Fighters and things like that. And listening, the sound sounds very polished. How do you get from a couple of brothers who are writing songs and doing, how do you get to that stage where you're putting out really, really professional, really finished, polished product?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that go into it, really, because the first thing is when we record it, because we just record it ourselves, we try and get the best takes we possibly can, and so we'll kind of spend maybe a day or so going over one part, just trying to make it, as even if everything's perfectly in time, we're like, oh, does this have the right sound to it? Does this sort of convey the feel that we want? And then on top of that, we found a guy who's an amazing mixing engineer called Gareth Rogers, and he's just absolutely incredible. And like, so the polished sound, if you heard the demos that we send to him, you'd be like, this is not a polished band.
Fair, because he's done stuff with Robert Plant and Paolo Nutini and people like that, is that right?
Yeah, it's an honour to be able to say that he's mixed some of our stuff, because he's just absolutely incredible. And like, the majority of what you hear is the polish comes from what he does to it. He's just incredible.
And that's an abject lesson for anybody who's just starting out, isn't it? Unless you've got that ability, you can't do it all yourselves, can you? There comes a point where you need somebody who knows just about the technology side of it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's that whole thing that you can never be an expert in multiple fields. And so if you want to become really amazing at writing songs or at your instrument or something, then when you're still young, it's going to be very hard to, on top of that, be able to produce it in a way that like actually has your vision in it. And so if you look elsewhere to someone that really knows what they're doing, they've had 20, 30 years of experience of doing it, then they're going to know things that it would take you the same amount of time to realise, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. One of the things I like about you as well is that you've kind of thought it a bit more into the long game. This new EP you've got out is the first part of a story, and it ties in with the video as well. How did that work? How did you decide to build it into a whole story like that?
Well, it came about because we were trying to come up with an idea for the first video, and so we'd got a few songs sorted. We knew which one was going to be the first single for the upcoming EP Dawn, and we were kind of thinking, we were like, what can we do as a music video? And we didn't even know the cover art of the EP at this stage, and so we were sort of sat around just trying to think of ideas. And there was just a lack of inspiration all around. Like, no one had any good ideas. We were just sat being like, like, what are we even going to call this thing? Like, what do we do? And the idea of, we came up with this idea of like making the artwork of the EP like a film poster. And then from there, we thought, well, you know what? Why don't we just create like a mini film that can go alongside this. And then all of a sudden, that sort of like that reinvigorated us, and we had all this inspiration. We were like, "Oh, instead, I've got ideas for three videos."
Oh my goodness!
You know what I mean? Like it all just sort of spiraled, and we were from having no ideas. We're like, this one big idea solved all our problems.
Well, that's great, though, isn't it? Because it gives you something at least you can hang your hat on. At least there can be a story, and it gives you stuff to engage with an audience.
Yeah, because there's actually like. There's a quote from, there's this band that we really like called Highly Suspect, and I saw an interview with them where they were saying, like, we don't want to just make videos where it's us playing our instruments and a camera on us.
Sure.
And that kind of really resonated with all of us, because we thought, you know what, that's so true. Like, we don't want to make a music video where it's effectively you just, like, looking at the band playing their instruments. Like, you wanna add to the song, so when you watch the video, you're like, oh, that was such a better experience than just listening to the song.
Yeah.
And so that's what we were looking for with a video, was something that could, like, elevate it, really.
Indeed, indeed. All right, so what about playing live? How does it work? I know you've been on BBC Introducing, so you're obviously used to being out of the studio a bit. Do you gigs and touring, or you're playing festivals, or how's it going forward for you?
Yeah, it's going pretty well, actually. We're currently just gigging around the Birmingham scene, just trying to sort of cultivate a bit of a fan base, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so we gig probably once a month or so, just at random venues that are either supporting or headlining in some of the places. We play at the Sunflower Lounge quite a lot. We recently did a release show there for Perfect Living.
Right.
And that went, like, absolutely amazing. We had this plan to, like, end the show with Purple Rain, which obviously is like, oh, what a stupid idea. That's such a massive song. But, like, people love it so much that, like, even if you murder it, everyone's already, like, you could just sort of hash away at it, and people love it. And so we're like, let's do this song. And then we had everyone, like, waving their arms and jumping around. It was so much fun.
How amazing, how amazing. So are you planning on any festivals or things, or is it really a bit early for that?
We're trying to sort out some festivals for the summer. We've been sending out a few applications and stuff like that. But our main aim at the moment is just sort of like keep building upon the following that we've got. Because we're still a relatively small band in terms of how many people we have listening to us. And so we're just trying to like get the music out there to as many people as we can, really.
Okay. Well, I mean, you've had your first EP out. You've got your next EP, Dawn, is out as well.
Dawn isn't out yet. Dawn will be out in probably around like August or so.
Oh, okay.
It's just Perfect Living from that. So there's another two music videos that we'll be releasing over this summer, and then Dawn will come out.
Excellent. Any plans for an album?
Oh, well, I mean, Dawn is almost an album. It's got 8 songs on it.
Oh, right, that'll do. Yeah, that's not an EP. No, others have got away with that, and yeah, it's an LP. Yeah, absolutely.
I think the first 21 Pilots EP had like 14 songs on it.
Yeah.
So that's basically a long album.
Yeah.
And so when we saw that, we were like, we could just call it an EP, but have like an album's length worth of songs on there. And so that's sort of what we went for.
That sounds fair enough. Now, if people want to find out more about you, I can see bearwitnessband.co.uk and Bear Witness Band on Facebook and SoundCloud. Is that pretty much the best way to find out more about you guys?
Well, actually, all of those routes are really good, but I think my favourite would be Instagram, because Alex runs that, and it's like absolutely incredible. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just at Bear Witness.
Isn't it at Bear Witness Band? Yeah.
At Bear Witness Band on Instagram, yeah, Alex, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we just try and take, like, really cool photos, and all the stuff we took for the videos, we always, like, take, kind of like, we think about what we're going to post on there first, so...
It's the way forward, isn't it, nowadays? And at least with this work, you know, because you're putting so much effort in on the videos, it does at least give you something for your social media, doesn't it? Kind of like Matt was saying, it's not just pictures of you guys with your instruments.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, it can be so hard to find stuff to post now as well, because people are posting such amazing pictures of everything. You're like, oh, what am I going to post? But doing all the crazy stuff just gives you so much, like, so much extra stuff. You don't even have to think about it.
Excellent, excellent. All right, well, we really love the single down here. As I was saying in the intro, yeah, we get these singles come through, and what we do is a thing called shared experience. We, like an irresponsible grown-up that I am, we throw it into the system here, and we play it live on air, having not checked it, not listened to it, and I and me and the audience listen to it together for the first time. And sometimes you can think, well, that was just a waste of 3 or 4 minutes, but we really love this one. This is something a bit different, and, yeah, we really like it. So it's getting plenty of airplays down this part of the world.
Thank you so much. That means so much to us.
Well, listen, if you're ever in Cambridge, we can organise gigs. So we'll have a word with your PR people and see if we can't get you to come a bit further south than Birmingham.
Yeah, that would be amazing. We'd love to come down and play for you.
All right, lovely. Excellent. All right, well, listen, we're going to play the track, but thanks for joining us this afternoon. Good luck with everything. Keep us posted. And, yeah, just enjoy what you're doing. It sounds like you do.
Thank you very much. It's been great to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you too. Cheers. Take care. There we go. That's Matt and Alex and Liam in the background there. Let's take a listen then to Perfect Living. This is Bear Witness.
Oh, my enemy, I desire your self-belief, and oh, my energy, why have they been insisting me, and won't you burn my face, and won't you trade my place, and won't you celebrate for me? And won't you aid my fate, and won't you turn to me my dreams?
Yeah, that's Bear Witness with Perfect Living, and that's kind of only half the story, really, because if you want to see the whole thing and get the whole image, you need to watch the video, apparently. Instagram is where you find all the latest news, Bear Witness Band on Instagram. You'll also find them on Facebook, as I say, and on SoundCloud, and their website is bearwitnessband.co.uk. And thanks very much indeed to Matt and to Alex and to Liam for joining us this afternoon.